Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
I've got to stop the show here. During the commercial break, I was going through my mail. I had one piece of mail today. I never listen to commercials because I've got to get do 20 other different things. And I get this envelope here. It just says, Dimitri Vassadaris, care of WOMP Studios, 56325 High Ridge Road. Okay, fine, whatever. I open it, and I'm reading it during the commercial, and I'm going, oh, my God. This is from a law firm based in Wheeling. Big deal, powerful law firm, licensed, West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, D.C. This is from the Cassidy Law Firm, PLLC, attorney and counselor at law. Here's what it says. It says, regarding Erica Tamberin. Dear Dimitri, please know I represent Erica Tamberin, a citizen of West Virginia, and am investigating potential claims of defamation by certain individuals and or entities on her behalf. We would appreciate immediately receiving from you the transcript of any of your recent interviews in which adverse opinions and or innuendo were made about her personally or about her professional standing or competence based on information obtained from Nick Ferrelli and or Sam Carpino and or any other persons associated with the Village of Shadyside which were aired on your show. This is also to inform you, if you do not already know, that Mr. Ferrelli was charged in the county court of, quote, stalking my client, which recently resulted in a plea of guilty by Mr. Ferrelli to a lesser charge of disorderly conduct. You should know that it also appears that Mr. Ferrelli still harbors a continuing personal animosity towards my client as a result of this. I would hope that you and your station consider this public information before airing any negative comments and or innuendo concerning her on your show, either from Mr. Ferrelli or any of his political associates, but will wait receiving the transcripts and or your explanation as soon as possible, but hopefully no later than the end of next week. Thank you for your cooperation. Sincerely, Cassidy Law, PLLC, signature, Patrick S. Cassidy. And how's your morning going for you? I thought my biggest problem this morning was the never-ending buzzing in my headphones from our state-of-the-art equipment here. I thought that was going to be my biggest problem today. This Cassidy Law Firm, Patrick Cassidy, and this guy's got a national reputation. Look, I'm no expert on law. I mean, I'm some idiot talking into a microphone, for God's sake. But this guy's got he's got a national reputation. I mean, he's licensed in West Virginia, Ohio, Maryland, and the District of Columbia. This is serious, serious stuff. Do you understand what this means? I've got a tiny little business. It's called Dimitri 2020 LLC. It produces the shows here, and it's just a sole proprietor. You know, I've got no money. If I have to now hire a lawyer to respond to this, because what this guy is asking me, this Patrick Cassidy is asking me, if I'm reading this right, and maybe I'm not, but if I'm reading this right, he is asking me to divulge all of the information that I have on this Erica Tamberin, and to stop talking about her. She's a public figure. She's the administrator of the Village of Shadyside. She's been in the middle of so many different controversies and so many different court actions over the years that I can't even tell you the number. If I'm reading this right, He wants transcripts of everything that I've ever said connecting this or connecting me to this whole thing in the village of Shadyside. And to divulge all of my sources, whoever they might be. He's waiting the transcripts and my explanation as soon as possible. I've got to explain to Patrick Cassidy, Cassidy Law Firm, all of this stuff. I don't want to do that. But this is a big deal law firm. Me, I'm just a sole proprietor, Dimitri 2020 LLC. You know, I got a few hundred bucks in a bank account. I'm, you know, my career is swirling around the drain. I got this buzzing in my headphones that just will not go away. And now, if I'm understanding this right, I've got to stop talking about this Erica Tamberin, who's also a real estate agent, another public figure, by the way. She advertises. The worst thing that I've ever said about her, as far as I can recall, is calling her a hot blonde, which she is. She's blonde and she's hot. I think that's a good thing. And she's been at the center of this controversy as being the administrator of the village of Shadyside. I still don't understand why she's the administrator. What is her track record? What are her qualifications? And the way the village of Shadyside, these idiots, men, are acting, it seems to me, as an outsider, as, you know, just in my opinion, that she has them wrapped around her little finger. And now I'm getting a letter from her law firm, some big deal national law firm that practices in Washington, D.C., no less, including here in Wheeling. And I've got to provide transcripts, and I've got to tell them all my sources and what all my sources said to me about Erica Tamberin. I mean, I thought we still had a free speech thingy here in this country. How on earth am I ever going to tell you that what's going on with the village of Shadyside, or at least what I think is going on with the village of Shadyside, and the people involved, including Robert Newhart and all this Ferrelli guy, who may or may not have had a relationship at one time with Erica Tamberin? I don't know. But there is something really, really, really weird going on with the village of Shadyside, those men, and this woman. I still don't understand, and I would welcome Erica Tamberin to come in here or her law firm to come in here and explain to me, how did she ever get this gig as the administrator of the village of Shadyside? My sources tell me, no, I'm not going to divulge my sources, at least not today, that she was involved in some kind of nutrition thing with West Virginia University. She was a nutrition counselor or whatever. Now she's a real estate agent, and lo and behold, she's now the administrator of the village of Shadyside, making God only knows how many tens of thousands of dollars a year. I don't think she punches in with any kind of time card, even though that's what Robert Newhart kind of alleged or implied a few weeks or a few months ago now. I can't afford an attorney, especially not a good one. I guess I could afford a really, really, really bad one. I'll read it to you again a little. Am I reading this wrong? And what should I do about this? If you're an attorney, or if you know anything about the law, would you please give me a call, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Okay, it says, regarding Erica Tamberin. Dear Dimitri, please know that I represent Erica Tamberin, a citizen of West Virginia. I'm investigating potential claims of defamation by certain individuals and our entities on her behalf. Now, is he threatening me with defamation as well? Is that what he's doing here with this sentence? Is this what I should be inferring from this? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. And calling Erica Tamberin a hot blonde, is that defamation? I would think that would be a compliment for most women. It says here, we would appreciate immediately receiving from you the transcript of any of your recent interviews in which adverse opinions and or innuendo were made about her personally. And it doesn't say innuendos or opinions, adverse opinions, because that could be me as well, you know. Or about her professional standing or competence. Well, I've questioned whether she is competent to be an administrator. I think this is aimed at me. Based on information obtained from Nick Ferrelli and or Sam Carpino and or any other persons associated with the Village of Shadyside, which are aired on your show. And or any other persons means all my other sources, too, if I'm reading this right. And then he says, this is also to inform you, if you don't already know, that Mr. Ferrelli was charged in the county court of stalking my client, which recently resulted in a plea of guilty by Mr. Ferrelli to a lesser charge of disorderly conduct. You should know that it also appears that Mr. Ferrelli still harbors a continuing personal animosity towards my client as a result of this. Gee, I wonder why. I would hope that you and your station consider this public information before airing any negative comments and or innuendo concerning her on your show. They want me to shut up and not talk about Erica Tamburin is what he's saying here. The whole state, not just me, the whole station. All because I'm questioning whether she has the qualifications to be an administrator for the Village of Shadyside. Concerning your show, either from Mr. Ferrelli or any of his political associates, but will await receiving the transcripts transcripts and or your explanation as soon as possible, but hopefully no later than the end of next week. So I've got to explain to him now what I'm doing here with this? I got to explain to him why I'm questioning this stuff? I need a lawyer. I can't afford a lawyer. Thank you for your cooperation. Sincerely, Cassidy Law, PLLC, Patrick S. Cassidy. So I get this envelope this morning. I'm reading that. I get one letter today. I'm reading this during the commercial break, and my whole show has gone straight to hell. What should I do? If you're a lawyer or if you have ever gone through anything like this, would you please give me, so far nobody's called, and I can't say that I blame you. Maybe you're not a lawyer. Maybe you don't want to give legal advice. Maybe you're happy to see me twist slowly in the wind here. I don't know if this is, and I want to stress here, I don't know. But I fear that this might be the beginning of lawfare against me. Lawfare is what the vicious political animals on the left do to their opponents. I think it started with Sarah Palin when they went after her, suing her all over the place when she was governor of Alaska. And then, of course, Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon and, of course, Donald Trump himself, and anyone connected with him, where their goal with lawfare is to bring charges, all sorts, doesn't matter what, so that they essentially bankrupt you because you can't afford to hire the lawyers to fight back, even though the charges are all bogus. I don't know if this is the beginning of that here with Erica Tamburin. I don't know if this is the real agenda or not with Erica Tamburin and Patrick Cassidy with lawfare against this stupid idiot who talks into this microphone. All I had the nerve to do was to start asking questions about the qualifications of Erica Tamburin as the administrator of the Village of Shadyside. I've asked, why do the citizens, the taxpayers in the Village of Shadyside have to pay for her? I don't understand what her qualifications are. I still don't understand. And I didn't go into detail regarding all of the stuff that I've been said about all her appearances in courts over the years, I think decades. I don't recall I'm doing this off the top of my head. She's kept an awful lot of lawyers employed, I think, from what I've been seeing from people, what people have been sending me. And now she's coming after me through this big deal law firm. If you're a lawyer, you want to represent me or... And pro bono, I think, is it. Which means you're pro Sonny Bono or Sonny and Cher or something. I don't know. It's a Latin for something. The hell do I do now? I had a show I was doing. Now I become the Belmont Buzz. I hope to God this is not the beginning of lawfare because I've got to get off the air. That'll be the end of the show. I can't afford it. I literally cannot afford hiring a lawyer, especially not a good one, to go up against, you know, the Cassidy law firm. They practice in Washington, D.C. as well in West Virginia. I'm screwed. I am so screwed.